You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Class is in session. Welcome into the draft seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. John, this is rookie profile number 50, and it will be our final rookie profile specific episode for the 2021 NFL Draft Class. But do not worry. We have more content weekly heading your way, including a final rankings episode pre-draft and then also an updated rankings episode post-draft. But John, number 50, and we got a good one. Anthony Schwartz, the speedster out of Auburn.
Matt, last week I watched a lot of Seth Williams tape. This week I had a return to Auburn and watch a lot of Anthony Schwartz tape. At least I got some Tank Bigsby in there. So I was pretty excited about watching that. And the first thing that popped in my mind watching Anthony Schwartz, Darius Heyward Bey, John Ross, Henry Ruggs. Matt, I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not falling for the elite speedster who blows away the 40 in 4.27. And there's going to be a theme here. Speed, speed, and speed. There's no questioning Anthony Schwartz is the fastest player in the draft. In high school, he was nationally ranked number 10 wide receiver by ESPN and number 28 by 24/7 Sports. As a junior at Broward County Track and Field Athlete of the Year and All-USA Sprinter, the man was proficient early, like Chuba Hubbard when we studied him at Oklahoma State. He actually won the Florida State Class 2A 100-meter and 200-meter in record times. I mean, just a proficient runner sprinter. And you see it on the film. But unfortunately, Matt, I come away, he's a sprinter who plays football, not a football player who can run with sprinter speed. And there is a difference as an old man. I've seen this a lot of times in my life. And here's an interesting statistic. As a true freshman in 2018, Maddie scored 7 touchdowns, which I was impressed with. But then I looked further. He had 5 rushing and only 2 receiving, which is going to be a little bit of a theme in Anthony Schwartz's career here. He also recorded Auburn's longest touchdown of the season, a 76-yard reception. There's no question, if he gets behind the man or if he breaks that initial tackle, he is gone, Matt. I mean, the speed is just unbelievable. In 2019, he suffered a thumb injury during the preseason, but he still had 41 catches for 440 yards. He had a nice year last year, but he was peppered with a lot of short passes. I think there was one game, Matt, he had like 8 catches for 60 yards. Like, it was a crazy PPR day where you're like, oh, he had 14 points, but he had 8-9 receptions. He didn't do anything with the catches with the ball in his hand. At the end of his career at Auburn, he finished 10th in receptions and 17th in receiving yards. Nice career. But I'm not going to fall for the speedster ever again. He might get drafted because of the speed and the 40 time. He might go off a lot earlier than I could imagine because I don't have anything but a day 3 grade on him. But the NFL loves speed, Matt. We know that. What does your film tape say of Anthony Schwartz?
Yeah, John, I have a projection as a taxi squad stash on Anthony Schwartz. And of course, it's got to start with the speed. He is fast, fast, fast. And that's pulling up a lot of his score for me in my tape evaluation. It also, John, you're absolutely right. It may push him into day two range for the NFL draft. We'll have to see. But I'd say even if you're watching this episode post-NFL draft and he's gone day two, proceed with caution because that has not saved a lot of players in the past. His hands are fine, John. I think they're fairly consistent if you put them on target. The catch radius is not going to extend past hitting him in the chest and some slight, you know, being able to slightly miss. He's not going to pull in off-target passes. You know, John, we talked about this. His yards after catch ability, I give him a 78. It's fine. But, he doesn't fear contact. I think he's willing to take it on. He doesn't break tackles, but I think he sees the field well. And I do think he controls his body well, but it also makes him a little stiff. I think it's exactly what you were referring to by saying, you know, he's a track star on the football field. And that comes through in his play style. And I have a 75 score for him for athleticism. That's not a fantastic score. Despite the fact that they used him in motion, they moved him around the field.
They did.
And so they found ways to get him the ball, but he's not an overly fluid runner. I think it's going to limit what he's going to be able to do for an NFL team at the next level. I'm fascinated from an NFL perspective. I can't wait to see where he lands and what they plan on doing with him. But for now, John, for fantasy football purposes, proceeding with caution. But why don't we go ahead and put on the film here? Because there's definitely some fun in some fast film for Anthony Schwartz.
I bet you the Raiders are going to like this film.
All right, here we go. Provided, as always, by Brandon Lejeune, Debbie Deep Dive on YouTube and Twitter. And we're going to see right off the bat here against Texas A&M. They give him the ball on an end around, and he is fast. And these are not good angles taken by the defensive backs, and he takes advantage of it. Again, here against Arkansas, there's the reverse motion, and he's going to turn up field. Once he's running in a straight line, you're not catching up to him.
Absolutely not. And you will see him. They do everything to get the ball in his hands, Matt. They did everything possible.
And here, John, we're watching highlights of Anthony Schwartz, and we're yet to see him catch the ball. And it's because Brandon is doing a good job clipping for us the realistic view of Anthony Schwartz. And here's the first catch. John, this is a drag route 3 yards off the line of scrimmage. It's on target, and he catches it, and he does a little bit after the catch. Here's another one in the flat. He's going to turn up field, and he gets 6 yards. Again, another one, a drag route. He primarily, as I'm charting out his routes, John, he's primarily working at the bottom of the route tree, a comeback route here against Kent State. We're seeing really consistently what Anthony Schwartz is. At the next level, probably best case scenario, he's an underneath type pass catcher, which isn't what you want from your speedster.
No, it's kind of shocking when you think about a young man with this type of speed, and he's always running these short patterns consistently in the Auburn offense.
And we are seeing some examples of his deep ball ability, John, and you see he can separate with his speed. That's the upside. That's the excitement. And that is going to be the best case scenario here for Anthony Schwartz at the next level. John,
talk to me.
Absolutely,
Matt.
All right, talk to me about his production profile. Is that a saving grace here?
Matt, there's two numbers that really concern me. Yards per reception, 12.2. The anti-Frank Darby. If Frank Darby had this man's speed, would we have something special? But 12.2 yards for a man who ran a 4.27 in the 40. I don't know if it's the Auburn game plan, the scheme. I don't know if they didn't believe he could get open deep. But the reality is they designed and he ran a lot of short, quick, underneath routes. And it's in the numbers. He had 117 receptions. And this is a concern, Matt. Only 6 touchdowns. He's supposed to be a home run hitter. Like, I know people say touchdowns are fluky. You can't predict them. But there are players who tend to get into the end zone at a higher rate than others. What we have with Anthony Schwartz is a young man who hasn't gotten in the end zone a lot. He had 7 rushing touchdowns in his career. Matt, he has more rushing touchdowns than he does pass catching touchdowns. Now look at the 2020 season with Seth Williams, team aerial dominator of 26%. That's kind of impressive, but if you watch the film, everyone, they just peppered him with targets. There were games where he was getting 10 or 12 targets, but all within 5 to 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. 61% catch rate, that's okay. What's going to happen? They're going to watch the film. They're going to look at his pro day. Someone's going to fall in love with that 4.27 40, Matt. But here's where the conundrum occurs. His 3-cone drill is only 7.13, and his short shuttle is 4.25. He doesn't have a lot of agility and burst. So, I mean, he can't threaten the secondary vertically, but for a man who doesn't have a lot, for a man who has a lot of speed, he doesn't have agility and burst, and I think that's why his yak numbers and his yards per reception are low. He doesn't break a lot of tackles. He gets these short, quick pitches, these throws, and then he's brought down. I'm not going to fall for it. I don't think I'll own Anthony Schwartz in dynasty leagues. Now, obviously, if he fell to the 4th or 5th round and you're going to risk the roll the dice on speed, I get it. But I'm not targeting him before round 4, my friend.
All right, there you have it. Anthony Schwartz, the wide receiver out of Auburn. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Draft Seminar. If you're watching, please make sure you give it a like. If you're listening, please make sure you're subscribed and